one halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Resh Samech Bet, halacha Gimal. So Maran writes, Yilbash Begadav Hanaim. Chbot Shabbat, one has to wear his finest clothes. So the Mishnah Berurah makes an interesting point here. He says that the wearing the fine clothes on Shabbat is even if a person is alone in his house. No one's going to see him. Or even if he's amongst the Goyim, where there's no Yehudim. The Bigdesh Shabbat is not for himself. The Bigdesh Shabbat is in honor of the Shabbat. So therefore, wherever the Shabbat is, one has to dress up. So he writes, Va'afilu imu baderech lebado. Even if he's on the road alone, ubebayit shel enu yehudim, gamkin yilbash begde shabbat, ki en amalbushim lichbod haroim. The clothes is not for the people watching. Ki im lichbod haShabbat. The Sefer Hasidim writes that so important is the begde shabbat that if a person is carrying a baby, before he lifts the baby up, he should put a cloth on his begadim, in order that the baby doesn't soil the clothes. The Mishnah Berurah brings, Katav b'sefer Hasidim, Al yikach adam yelid b'shabbat, Ad shiyasim techila, Kar b'heko. Put a pillow or something to cover, Kedeh shelo yitanef b'gadav. So he doesn't dirty his clothes. Now, Maran continues, V'yismach b'bi'at shabbat. One has to be happy when the Shabbat is coming. Ki yotze lekrat ha-melech, uch yotze lekrat hatam ve-kala. Just like somebody's going out to greet the king, or somebody's going out to greet a bride and a groom. So the Mishnah Berurah says, ve'anu nohagim, shemehapechim penehem letzad ma'arav, kishomrim bo'i shalom. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a custom. He says the custom is that when we say Bo'i Kala, Bo'i Kala, the congregation turns its face towards the west in order to receive the Shabbat. Now the question is, when the Mishnah Berurah said we turn our faces towards the west, did he mean specifically the west? Or maybe he meant where the door is? So there is a machloket here amongst the poskim. It's brought down in the Sefer Chut Hashani from Harav Karelitz. Shelekach en kavanat haMishnah Berurah sheyafku et peneihem davka letzad ma'arav. He says it doesn't mean tzad ma'arav. It means where the door is. Like somebody important is coming. So you want to greet them. So if the door is to the south, you turn to the south. And you greet them. If the door is to the east, so you turn to that side. Ma'arav, he was just saying it, because it seems that that's where the synagogues were built. That the door was in the west, so they would turn to the west in order to receive. However, the Kaf HaHayim, in this Siman, in Si'if Katan Lamed Bet, says from the name of Rabbeinu Ha'ari, that specifically one should receive the Shabbat facing the west, that is Davka, because that's where the sun is setting from, and that's where the Kabbalat Shabbat must be. And that's the way Rav Moshe Feinstein, Alav Hashlom Negrot Moshe, or Haim Halegima Siman Memeh says, that even in a place where the entrance is not in the west, one should greet the Shabbat facing the west. I'll tell you why I'm saying this halakha today. Shabbat, over here in Los Angeles, I prayed in the Bet Knesset, which is very strange. The Aron Kodesh is in the west. It seems originally this Bet Knesset, no, that's not strange. East is normal. I'm telling you, the Bet Knesset that I prayed in was in the west. That's why it's odd. It seems it was built by conservative or reform, whoever did it, and they don't care about direction. And they put the Hechal in the west. So according to the halakha, I told them, and I found out that later on, an earlier rabbi, Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef, told them the same thing, that they're not allowed to pray Amidah towards the Hechal. because then their back is going to be towards the east. Halakha says when the Hechal is in the west, you have to pray towards the east. You're not allowed to pray with your back towards the east. Good, that's for the Amidah. Then they asked me on Friday night, what about Bu'ikala? Which way do we do Bu'ikala? Do we turn our faces back where the door is, which is the east, or do we face the Hechal, which is the west of Bu'ikala? Comes out, according to the Kafa Hayim, B'Shem Rabbeinu Wa'ari, in such a place, they should stay west. Even though the door is behind them, in this case where they face the Hechal, since the sunset is happening in that direction, and they would say, Bu'ikala, Bu'ikala, Shabbat, Malketa. So that is the halakha l'maase. Mm-hmm.